Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom, and I just wanted to come in and thank some of our patrons before we start the show today. Peter Williams, Maddie Searle, Carrie S., and Caroline Minks. Thank you for your support. You make this show possible. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to Caracas.
Give me the rundown.
Targeted by the Alliance for a land grab, which failed. One of the poorest systems in the Collective. Minor settlements dotted around. What else do you want?
Do we have scans of the planet?
I ran some during the approach.
I need to look at those. See if there's anything out there that might have caught her eye.
Let's talk to the locals first. See what they know. She might have interacted with them. It might give us an idea of where she went from here.
Fine. Let's get ourselves set up in town. I need access to a console.
The woman downstairs didn't seem too keen to give anything away.
Do you think she suspects something?
Probably, but I doubt she'll report anything. A place like this needs all the customers it can get.
Are you sure? I don't want to take any chances. There could be a reward out for us.
I'm as sure as I can be, all right?
Fine. Did you get any information out of her?
She wasn't very forthcoming. Said she'd only seen half a dozen or so copies in the last 6 months.
Makes sense. They don't get many of us out this way. Collective can't spare the resources. How many are stationed here?
She said something like 4 or 5. They mostly keep to themselves.
With that little manpower, why make a fuss?
Exactly. I might see if I can get in with them. Get some information.
That's an awful idea. Do you want to get caught?
It's a calculated risk. Trust me.
You never listen, do you?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find any information I can on this system. I remember something, but it's foggy. I think we have records on the Alliance servers, but I can't access those here.
Why not?
I don't have the right parts to set up the secure link.
It's fine. It's not important.
What do you mean it's not important? This could give some direction here rather than just wandering around waiting to get caught.
Fine. Go get your parts then. We'll split up.
Ah, great one. Another stellar plan to get caught.
What?
You keep finding new and exciting ways to get us caught. I love it.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is my investigation.
I'm pretty sure you want them to find us at this point. Is that your goal here? Because honestly, I can't tell.
Hey, no one asked you to come along. If you don't like it, you can go.
Oh, really? And leave you here to fuck around while Evers is lost out there somewhere?
Why are you here, really? Why do you care so much about her? Because I know you're not here for the money. And from what I can tell, you two weren't mates. So what's really going on here?
Go fuck yourself, Richard.
Hey, you're up.
What happened?
We got your transmission. We found you on a moon a little ways away. Life support had almost failed. I towed you back in.
There wasn't enough fuel left.
You're safe now.
I couldn't save him.
What happened?
She was already dead when I arrived. The Jeffrey had turned. I don't know. I don't know. We crashed, I think. And I just left him there. He told me to go, and I did. I think the Jeffrey got him.
And the Saviour?
I think the Jeffrey killed him. He must have.
Okay. Okay, at least we don't have to worry about him anymore.
What?
At least something good came out of this.
No. Everyone died. You can't just... It's not fine.
I'm sorry. You're right. You did well die.
I didn't. I just ran. He needed me and I ran. He just sat there and died. I ran.
Hey, come on. You can't think like that.
It's true.
Look at me. Hey, look at me. You did everything you could. It's all right. Are you sure you're ready? You shouldn't feel like you have to.
I want to see the boys.
Okay. Just stay out here for a second. Come on.
Yeah?
Yes, come on.
Di.
Baz, come here.
It's good to see you. You all right, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm fine. Are you all right?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, baby boy.
Hey.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Good.
It's good to see you, Diana. You're looking much better.
Thanks. It's good to see you too.
Well, let's sit.
You're feeling better, Diana?
A bit, yeah.
That's good.
What happened?
Charles, not now.
Yes, apologise.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, really.
No, we need to be more sensitive to you.
It's fine.
No, I know. I just don't want to go faster than is good for you.
Fine.
I got the encrypted transponder running again. We should be able to start communicating securely again. Which is ideal.
Who's left to communicate with? Has everyone died?
No. No, there's still some out there.
Like who?
We still need to speak with Cordelia Banks.
Who?
The one stationed in the communications relay.
Oh. Right.
And, Will Dowry, from one of the Northern Science Outposts. He expressed some interest.
In what, exactly?
Well, this was actually what I said we all needed to discuss.
Are you sure now is the time?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, Diana's just been, you know...
I'm not broken, you know.
I know.
I'm not sitting here asking for you to pity me.
I know.
Or coddle me, because I can't handle it. Okay? Not by Nora, or Baz, or Charles, and certainly not you, Delilah. Do you understand?
I do. I'm sorry.
Aye. Maybe you should...
Baz.
Sorry.
Now tell us, what is this idea?
Well, you know this network we've been building? The clones who agree with our cause?
Yeah.
Well, We thought we could...
We thought that we could bring them all together.
Right. Why?
Well, to try and break away. From the collective.
What? You can't be serious.
That sounds like we're asking for trouble.
No, just hear me out. We are a massive section of the population, and we are farmed and worked and killed, and that's it, according to them.
You don't think we know that? It's that last part we've been trying to avoid. Yet you seem determined to get us there.
But what if we got enough of us together? We built ourselves up, secretly at first, and then we break away. We become independent.
You're dreaming, mate. And don't say us like that. You're not one of us. You will never be one of us.
Diana, that's enough.
No. She will never know what it's like. She gets to fly away if she wants to. She gets to choose who she wants to be. We're stuck here, doing what we're told, chained to these bloody thoughts they've forced into our heads. You get to live while the rest of us wither away and die.
Diana, enough!
Do you think she loves you? She doesn't even understand you.
Diana, that's it! You can attack me all you want. I know you've never liked me. But as soon as you attack Nora, you have crossed the line. Everything she has done for you and for Baz, not even to mention Charles, who would not be alive if not for her.
Don't you dare.
Don't I dare? Don't I dare? No! Diana, don't you dare throw it all back in her face. You owe her so much more than you know.
Do I?
No,
is that what's going on here? You think I owe you for helping me? If I remember correctly, I'm the one who goes out and risks her life on all these jaunts around the galaxy. I'm the one who just survived a shipwreck, an attack by a Xavier and a rogue reasoning unit. I don't see you or her jumping at the opportunity to risk your lives.
Diana, stop. Please.
This was a mistake. Do you have any encrypted transponders?
I'll have to look in the back. What do you need them for? Surely you've got them in your base.
We've just broken one and we need it now.
Fine.
Thank you.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Your heart knows what it wants. So do your taste buds. Fall in love with new Häagen-Dazs chocolate cookie crumble bar. That's Dazs. Available at retailers nationwide.
What do you want?
I'm here on official business. I need some information.
What?
I'm on official business. I need to ask you some questions.
What is it?
I need to know if you've had any reports of stray clones in the area, specifically a Nora unit.
Why do you want to know?
I've told you. I'm here on business.
What kind of business?
Top secret, unfortunately.
Right. And you want to know about one of my lot?
Yes. Any reports in the last 90 days?
Hang on. I got some dickhead here who wants to know about Nora.
I'm sorry, what did you just call me?
Dick. Short for Richard. Ain't it?
What are you on about?
He's looking for a Nora unit.
Got one right here, mate.
Shut up, not me. Another one, stray.
I ain't heard nothing.
Nah, me neither. Sorry.
Is there anyone else who might know?
You reckon the twins will know?
It's worth a try.
I'll get them.
I'm sorry. Twins?
Yeah. That's what we call them.
Two of the same unit.
Yeah. Baz is two.
Original.
I know. Right, here we go.
What do you want, Nora? We're actually quite busy.
What are you two busy with?
We're trying to improve our sensor scan interface, if you must know.
We're trying to improve our sensor scan phase, if you must know.
Right, what do you want?
I need to know if there have been any reports of a stray Nora unit running around this system.
Well, I haven't heard anything. What would I be doing messing around with a Nora unit? No, I don't think either of us would have anything to do with that.
Right, you see, we don't have anything to help you.
Wait, hang on.
Yes?
What was it that boy was talking about? What boy? An actual kid. When we were in the shop for power converters. What, the smelly one? Oh, that was the other time. I'm talking about the time that we got the gold-based converters. Right. What about the boy? What, didn't he say something to the owner about needing a part for Nora? Did he? Yeah, he did. Said he needed a signal generator and that Nora said needed to run on a special frequency. Bit dodgy if you ask me.
Do you know where I can find this boy?
Sorry, I haven't seen him since. He used to be around here a lot, but not anymore.
Right, and appearance?
Bit like a gangly, pimply Xavier.
He was a Xavier?
No. He just means he has the approximate features. Is that all?
I think so. Are you four the only clones stationed on the system?
Yeah, that's it. We're the lot.
Very good. Thank you.
Pardon my rudeness, but what are you doing here?
Official business. I'm not at liberty to say. Sorry, your call sign was...
Harold.
Of course. I'll be sure to remember that.
Yes, of course.
Lovely to meet you all. With luck, I won't be seeing you again.
Of course.
God.
I thought we weren't going back and forth from the ship.
I needed a connection. I didn't trust anywhere else. You have a problem?
Nope, not at all.
Good.
You're doing it wrong.
I hardly think you're an expert on classified Alliance technology.
No, but anyone can see that you need to plug the transponder into the data processing relay.
Go away. You can't see this.
You're welcome.
I'm serious.
All right.
Caraca. There's got to be something. Ah. Right. Intelligence reports. Whoa. Hang on.
What?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going?
I've got a lead.
No, hang on.
I've got a job to do.
Oh, fine. You want to know? There's a science facility on the far side of the planet. Completely abandoned.
There's a science facility on half the worlds in this sector.
Oh, this one's different. It's important.
How?
Because Evers was the reason it was shut down.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Investigation. You can support the show by going over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for even more awesome content. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio, and you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for transcripts, links to our Discord, and merch. This episode starred Gavin Richards, Brooke Parrott, Amy Kember, Alex Bird, Emily Rowan, Felix Trench, and Elizabeth Benbow. It was executive produced by Ella Watts and James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.